Good morning. Is it a good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank the elders for the opportunity just to share a little. And I know that we have read these verses before, but it's good to be reminded of certain things. Well, I certainly do. The title, do you mind if you put the word of God? The title of the message is The Heart Behind Why Jesus Taught What He Taught. So that's the only picture I'm going to put up, and then I want you to put on your imagination thinking cap and try to visualize your own heart, my own heart, in how we yield to the things God is teaching us. So this morning I just want to share with us what I learned and have been reminded as I meditated on these verses. Matthew 6, 9 to 24. And as I did, at the same time that I'm focusing on what Jesus is saying, he is personally talking to me. I know that I'm studying it again to share with you what I glean from this perspective that he's giving me. But as I was looking at what Jesus is saying, as I was focusing on him, I was looking in my heart. And the verse that I want to highlight is, where's our treasure? 21. Where is our treasure? Because that's where our heart will be. Where is my treasure? Because that's where my heart will be. And sometimes we just think about these things and we think, oh, okay, then you have a hierarchy of what's valuable to you, what's your treasure, and then you go through them. But when we sit down and actually focus and say, who's first? What's the most valuable of all these treasures I have in my heart? And we are humans. There's a lot of things that we love and we think to put out there as the most important thing in our hearts. But God is asking us, where's my treasure? Titilia, where is your treasure? And the treasure box is my heart. That's where I place the most valuable things to me. And what comes out of that is the actions that emanates from that place where I place the highest value. And how do I demonstrate that? So I'll backtrack a bit, because I believe that the whole message from 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew is God's message of the heart behind the kingdom. Yes, the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom of God, and we live in a certain way. But why do we do what we do? Why did Jesus do what he did? It's because there's a heart that's pumping, that's alive, that is giving out life behind why we do what we do. And God is, Jesus demonstrating to us, he's the king of the kingdom, demonstrating to us how we should do this. Not in any other way, but in the most genuine, pure, authentic, organic way that our heart was created to emanate this love that he has for us. To others. Yes, it's me, but it's about others around me. That's what the kingdom is about, is about the community. So I need to do this for the community. Like Joel and Dani were saying, we have this community in our street and we are loving them in this way. So checking the treasure in my heart as I go through this. And Jesus says in Matthew 4, 17, which I believe is the heart of the message of the kingdom, he says, and when he started to preach, he says, repent. Repent is simply change the way you think so you can change how you act. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. So there was a way in which they were living in that society, in that community, which everything was done not from the place of the heart of God, of how God wants us to take the message of the kingdom, which is loving, kindness, gentleness, reconciliation. Everything that you think that is love, that's how Jesus wants us to live our life. In the community of God, but more so for the broader community. Everybody you meet, everybody that crosses your path, it's not by accident. God has sent them to you so that they can glean and see a little bit of what it means to have the heart of God. The kingdom has a king, and that's Jesus. So the way of life that God was communicating through Jesus at that time, was not the norm, was not what was standard, was not what was people may even expect. But God was saying to them, you are my people, and this is my community, and this is how we do life. This is the lifestyle I want us to live. And that is the lifestyle that we live our lives for everyone around us. And he came and exemplified on the cross when he gave his life for us. Why? He did it for us, not for him. So he said, I did for you, go do it for others. So I just want to pray for us quickly before I continue. Lord, thank you for helping us to see how you see and your desire and hope that through our union and our friendship and our fellowship and our love for you, that we will become the expression of the treasure that you have in your heart. That treasure will be downloaded in our hearts when we continue the journey with you for all humanity around us. Every man, woman, and child you bring into this world is your treasure, and you are passionate that they know the love you have for them. So help us today check the treasure that's in our heart, that it aligns and conforms to what is in your heart. Amen. Our lifestyle, our attitudes, our actions, our words, everything that makes us us comes from a deep place of what is the treasure that is stored within us. What do we value? What's inside of our hearts? And how do we then transmit, display, emanate this to those around us? As I read the word of Jesus, I was confronted with what I think and what is really in my heart. Why do I do what I do in the way that I do it? Why do I say what I say in the way that I do it, in the tone that I do it, with the inflections that I have in the words that I say? Why do I act the certain way? And before these verses, up the top, Jesus was showing us clearly, this is those people that do it without the heart that I have for what I need you to do. And there were Pharisees, we say Pharisees, but that's me, that's you, that's all of us. In some way, little form, sometimes we do things not from that deep place of union with God and the love that he has, first of all, for us and for everyone around us. And that is to do everything with kindness, selflessness. Why do I give what I did? I don't need anything in return. I need you to be touched by God through the love that flows from me to you, because that love comes from him. The genuine, the pure, the authentic love comes only from Jesus. And as we become one with him, which is his desire for us, our hearts are transformed into his heart. And what he wants to communicate to the world comes through our hearts. So we are reminded that we have to be intentional with even how we think, we speak, and we act. That it is done from a place of dear, deep, and pure, authentic, passionate, compassionate love for all of us. That's how we must live our life. The beauty of the teachings of Jesus, it always has an invitation for self-reflection, for self-assessment, for self-evaluation. I love that, because then it makes us look to him and align ourselves so that we're walking right, we're talking right, we're thinking right, because that's what his kingdom is about. That is not norm. That is not the norm to the society we live in today, more so today than any other time we see growing up. It's totally changed. Who will make the difference? He's depending on you and me. He's depending on Titelia. So put your name there. What can you do that will begin to see people see something different about this world, about the people in this world, and the intentions and motives of people that they live around? So what it is I treasure in my heart, is it the treasure that he treasures in his heart? And the treasure he treasures in his heart is every human being that he placed here on earth, that he sent down here, to feel, to experience, to know tangibly and in many different ways the love that he has for them. That is the heart of God, and that is the kingdom of God. It is a kingdom of love. It emanates with kindness, with tenderness, forgiveness. Everything that you think is love is within you. In your heart, that's the treasure of God, that's God in you. And that must come out. It will come out because we can't fake. It comes out in your words, your thinking, and your actions. And that has the power to impact Even in a small way, God will use it. Everyone around you. Even the atmosphere. The heart is such a powerful organ. It has an intelligence of its own. We'll look at it at the end. What do I portray that is like what is treasurable to God, what God values as a part of his kingdom? I love what God said to King David when the prophet Samuel went to see him to anoint a king. He said, you know what, Samuel? I don't look at what men look at on the outside. I look at the heart. So when God sees me, he sees my heart. And everything I do, he looks in the deep place where it's coming from. And we can't fake that because God knows, God sees. So I want my heart to be transformed into what is God's treasure, and that's love so I can give. If I understand God's heart, if I experience God's heart for me, only then can I give it to someone else. As people of the kingdom, the heart of God is love for all humanity, that none should perish, not one. So before we tell the gospel is the heart of God. Before we think theology, think love, think God's heart, think kindness, think tenderness, think helping, think adding value. All these beautiful things. People are waiting to see that. People are waiting to experience a touch of heaven here on earth. The kingdom of God is bringing God to earth so they can feel God here. And that is through you and me. And you have been empowered through your union with Christ to do just that, as I have been. And yes, we need to intentionally check our hearts all the time. When we read God's word, he's speaking personally to me. Before I share with you, he has spoken to me. The whole purpose of the human experience is the transformation of the heart. The whole reason why Jesus came is the demonstration of God's heart. The end goal of following Jesus is to have the heart like his. And you have the opportunity to demonstrate this heart every day. Wherever God has placed you, that's your platform. In the home, in the supermarket, wherever you go. You can look for opportunities. God will bring you opportunities to demonstrate the beautiful heart of God to everyone around you. Fearless love, love that is given freely, has the power to shatter the cloak, the screen, the confines, and the obstruction of darkness. By releasing love, you release the light of God, because God is love, and his love is light. It creates visibility so people can see God. Creates visibility so we can see the attitude of our heart and ask God to help us. Wherever there is a genuine engaging of God's heart, there is his love, there is his light, and people will tangibly see and experience the heart of God from those whose hearts have been transformed to God's heart shining through you and me. You have the power to emit, transmit, to release God's heart wherever you are, wherever you go, whoever you meet, and whatever happens in every circumstance. Let your heart be where the treasure of God is, and that is changing lives through the love and the light of God. You can change the atmosphere of where you are. Your heart is so powerful. The heart is the most powerful source of electromagnetic energy in the human body. That's why sometimes you go somewhere and you say to yourself, this place feels like, you know, some people are sensitive. It doesn't feel good. It feels dark. It feels gloomy. It feels sad. It feels terrifying. There's something scary. There's something that's not right in this place. Why? The human heart is the most powerful source of electromagnetic energy in the human body, producing the largest rhythmic electromagnetic field of any of the body's organs. The heart's electric field is about 60 times greater in amplitude than the electrical activity generated by the brain. God made us that way. Why? He wants the power of that life of love coming through even before you get to who you are going to get to. And it says that that electromagnetic activity goes 3 to 5 feet before you. So before you get to someone, they have a feel about you. That's what people need to experience. that they feel that they are accepted, that they are loved just for who they are, before anything else, that they are so valuable in the sight of God. Accept them, give them the value, even if they don't value themselves. That is the love coming straight from the throne of God, impacting lives in this world through you. You are the carrier of the treasure of God. That is the heart of God. The treasure of God is the heart of God, and in that place, all beautiful things come out of. So if there's other thing competing for that space, we need to do something about it. I need to repent and pray. God, help me see what I need to remove so that your heart is alive and active and pumping and radiating the pure, amazing love you have for each one of us in this world. Sometimes we think that we, as the people of the kingdom of God, everything is about us, this is what we're doing. No, we're only here for one reason. That's for the next person that doesn't know. That's for the next person that doesn't know the love of God, but doesn't have the light of God. But we have the power to change the norm. We have the power to bring down the presence of God. We have the power to actively release, speak, think, activate that love to everyone around us. We are the radiance of the treasure of what's God's in God's heart. And we need to check what's in our hearts. Once there's a merge, there's an eclipse, a total eclipse of the heart between us and Jesus, beautiful things happen. So I just want to encourage us that you have this in your heart. We just need to reassess, reevaluate, because the King of Love is in our hearts. And he needs to get out there. But he's waiting for me. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for what we're going to do about it. We can change the norm. We have the power to change atmospheres, societies, communities, nations. The only thing that will cut through the darkness is the love. Not the theology. Yeah, theology is good. Not what we know, that is good. But how does it come out? Through Jesus, comes out in love. Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We want people to come and know God first. No. Give them the love first. That's their privilege that God gave on the cross, how he gave it to us. For while we were yet sinners, he already died. Your heart has the electronic power to push it out even before you speak. And I want that for all of us. So today, it's just an encouragement for me because he encouraged me in this way that I have what it takes to push out the love. Just think of it as a heart, pushing it out there into the world. Before you even think, speak, or act. That everything we do comes from the genuine place of deep love. And intimacy with God and everyone around us will feel, experience, see, and come to know and understand that they too are accepted, they are valued, and they are loved by God, and therein is their security. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll say goodbye to our friends that are watching online. Before we ask Jono to come up and continue the service with us before we have communion. Thank you.